Soil Outdoor Learning Lab plans to begin construction on Phase 3, a grow dome, after reaching its fundraising goal. The city of Durango is looking for artists and creative teams to add their art to the three different stretches of the Animas River Trail. Durango Hot Springs is bringing back live music on Tuesdays and Thursdays with a fresh new lineup for March, and the Durango La Plata County Airport is looking for volunteers for an emergency training exercise. You're watching the Local News Roundup, brought to you by Sky Ute Casino and Tafoya Barrett & Associates. I'm Sadie Smith. After reaching its fundraising goal of $75,000, Soil Outdoor Learning Lab plans to begin construction on its new grow dome before the end of the school year. A grow dome is a geodesic greenhouse designed for year-round gardening. The 42-foot diameter dome will enable Soil to have year-round field trips for students in the Southwest, including hands-on STEM experiences. There will be space for community events like workshops and public demonstrations, as well as space to grow plants outside of Colorado's growing seasons. The dome will utilize an aquaponics system to cycle nutrients between fish tanks and plants. Soil Grow Dome is a part of Phase 3 of the Soil Project. Fundraising for Phase 4, the construction of a food forest, and Phase 5, an education center, is currently underway. Information about donations and how to volunteer is online. The city of Durango has put out a call to artists and creative teams for new art installations along three stretches of the Animas River Trail. Applications are due March 29th, and proposals should outline the concept, a visual representation of the proposed art, and preliminary budget. The scope of the projects can include sculptures and installations, functional art, cultural and historic art, and more. Artwork will be installed at three different segments of the Animas River Trail undergoing updates. From the south end of Santa Rita Park to Nature's Oasis, from the north end of Santa Rita Water Reclamation Facility to the Doubletree Hotel, and from the 29th Street Put-In to Demon Bridge. Projects will be awarded April 30th, and installation will occur between 2024 and 2025 in coordination with the Parks and Recreation Department. The Durango Hot Springs is once again offering live music every Tuesday and Thursday evening. March's lineup includes Rob Wooster, Agave, Safety Meeting, Clark Andrew Libby, Kristen Rad, Andrew Schumann, and Horse Shirt. All performances are held in the springs from 6 to 9 p.m. and are included with admission to the Hot Springs. The Durango La Plata Airport is looking for up to 75 volunteers for an emergency exercise training on April 17th. Volunteers must be 18 years of age or older. Volunteers will be participating in a mock plane crash scenario and will have to act injured. Some may even be transported to the hospital. Sign up online if interested. Learn more about these and other stories online at durangolocal.news. Thank you for watching this edition of the Local News Roundup. I'm Sadie Smith.